Greetings and welcome into the Why Struggle podcast. I'm your host, Barbara J. Faison, here to do our morning practice. I'm laughing at one of my pips, my cousin. I'm sending you money anyway. But you can always send me money anyway. I was sharing that I got my cards posted to the publisher, but I want to get my sample deck in. And I'm glad because yesterday I actually realized I'd gotten a quote for the wrong size. And I'm not going to resize it. I just asked them to send me another quote, but I loaded the files anyway. So, you know, just paying attention. And but I feel good about the cards, and they look good. I'm excited for them. So thank you for your support. All right. So we're going to get started and pull our cards. We're pulling from the Louise Hay Wisdom. I like to start and end with Louise Hay Wisdom cards. I don't know why. I just do. And maybe once I have my cards, I will start and end with my cards. We'll see. You may have a week of pulling my cards. We'll see how that goes. I'm just trusting my guidance on these things. Put your preferred cash app in the meditation. Oh, it's my name, Barbara Faison, because you can type that in. My preferred cash app. But I want, you know, if you're sending it for the cards, I definitely want you to go through the pre-order process because I'm going to need to have your address to get the cards mailed out. But if you want to make a love donation, you can always use my Cash App, which is Barbara Faison. And then I also do Zelle and Venmo and PayPal, which is Barbara Faison LLC. So those are all my ways that you can do a love donation or love offering to support this so I can continue to offer this for free. That is my intention, to continue to offer this for free. Not set up some kind of group format where you have to pay, you know, unless we end up going off of Facebook, which I hope we don't have to. So that's that. Good morning, Melly. Excuse me. Good morning, Melly. Yeah, so that's it. So the cards are at the publisher. And I'm excited and grateful. Okay, let's see. Let's get a card here. All right. I open new doors to life. Look at this. I open new doors to life. We're getting to the pre-order phase, Milan. My cousin was saying she was going to send me some money, and I told her if it was for the cards, it really needed to be through the pre-order so I can get your address. I open new doors to life. My spiritual growth comes to me in ways I don't quite expect. I know I'm always safe. That is my lovely, wonderful cousin. And I may go ahead and put it out there for the group. I just want to be able to say it's going to be 2 to 3 weeks. And if I do it until I have them in my hand, I won't know that. Right. So, because it's my first time using this. It's just me being me. And we just talked about be you. So I open new doors to life. My spiritual growth comes to me in ways I don't quite expect. I know I am always safe. That is a good, interesting card. So my spiritual growth comes to me in ways I don't always expect. So let's settle in and let's be open to the possibilities that will come to us as we're meditating this morning. So our meditation will begin with this tone, and you'll hear a slightly different tone at the end of the meditation. And just listen for my guidance. You all, if you're new with me, we do this daily, 6:30 a.m. to 7, Monday through Friday. On the weekends, we do 9 p.m. And so let's settle in. We have our candles. We light our candles to remind us that we are the light that we choose to see in the world. So you can only see with the vision you have. And if your light is dim, you might have a different vision of the world. So let's settle down, cousin, and meditate. And we'll talk about this after meditation because people have to get on with their lives. So let's meditate on I open new doors to life. Thank you so much. All right, let's begin. We begin by opening our arms wide and doing a wave-like motion, taking your left shoulder to your left ear, your right shoulder to your right ear, and just doing like a wave-like motion to loosen up our shoulders because we hold tension there sometimes even when we're asleep. So then we stop Good morning, Yvette. Welcome in. And then we gently go side to side. So just lean over to the right, lean over to the left. Do that a few times. And then come back to center. Open your arms wide as if you're trying to connect your fingers behind you, opening up those shoulder creases. And we're going to take in three deep breaths. We'll breathe in. On the inhale, we'll extend our belly. Hold slightly at the top and then exhale with a loud audible sigh. So let's do that three times. So breathe in and extend your belly. And then exhale with a loud sigh. Get that stale air out of your lungs. Breathe in and out. Let your shoulders drop on that out breath. Breathe in and out with a loud sigh. Now bring your arms, wrap yourself in your own arms. Give yourself a big hug. Begin to circle around. Front side, back side. Just circle around. Good morning. Kidneys on the right, spleen on the left. Excuse me, kidneys in the back, spleen on the right, on the left. Liver on the right. I'll get it. Now go the opposite direction. And then come back and stop. We do our good morning hug. So we say our name and I love you. And we do that three times. So you say your name, I say mine. Barbara, I love you. Give yourself a big hug. Barbara, I love you. Oh, hug yourself. Barbara, I love you. Pat yourself on the back and just give yourself a big hug for being here and being in this daily practice. Allow your arms to relax down, and as they come to their elbows, to your elbows, just say, body, I love you. Thank you so much for getting me around planet Earth. And just take a moment to appreciate your body. As we settle in and tune into our senses, we take a look around and notice what we see. It's a new moment, a new day. So notice what you see by looking around, looking up, looking behind you, looking down, just taking in with these new eyes. Then take in a deep breath and notice whatever smells, aromas, scents, or fragrances are in the air where you are. Breathe in. And then begin to tune into any sounds you may hear, near or far, just tuning in to your sense of hearing. And on your next in-breath, check in to see if you have any taste lingering in your mouth from something you may have had to eat or drink, or maybe you're still reclined and so you have morning mouth. Just check in. And begin rubbing your hands together. Right in the center, in the palm of our hands, we have heart chakra energy. So when we rub, we're connecting with that heart chakra. So we rub our hands together and get that energy going. And then we'll place our hands on our bodies, wherever you feel drawn. And just feel that energy. Now I want you to press your feet down into the ground as we think about, I open new doors to life. My spiritual growth comes to me in ways I don't quite expect. I know I am always safe. So press your feet into the ground and imagine that you have now grown roots that come from the middle of your feet and go down all the way into the bottom of the earth, to the center of the earth. And there's a beautiful red crystal, and it's just energy that Mother Earth has put there that comes up through the roots all the way through your body, and it just fills your entire body. So let's breathe in and do the tonation for the first energy chakra, which keeps us safe and solid on this planet, and that is LAM. So we breathe in and say LAM. So deep breath in and LAM. Breathe in. LAM. Press your feet and remind yourself and say out loud, I am safe. And another deep breath in. LAM. I am on solid ground. Deep breath in. Long. I open new doors to life. Deep breath in. Long. I am always protected. Deep breath in. As we move into our slice of silence where we allow ourselves to sit and be open and receive whatever guidance we receive, now or later, just imagine your day and see yourself walking through life, literally opening doors, new doors, being open to new opportunities, new experiences, new people. Just see yourself walking through life with a confidence, knowing that you're safe, that you create the life that you desire, that you are capable, that your heart is open, that you can speak your loving kindness, and that you see the vision for your life, and you know that your higher power sustains you. So you're grounded and you're connected to everything you need to be able to fully engage in life this day. So sit and feel and imagine your day as you open new doors to life. I'll return shortly. Just breathe and be connected with your openness and willingness to be open to new doors to life. As we begin to bring our awareness back to where we are, just begin relaxing your hands, rubbing your hands together as we move around a little bit as we do our affirmations today. So just sway back and forth and just repeat these affirmations or allow your body to just receive them. They're designed to energize your energy centers running from the tailbone all the way to the top of your head. I am safe and all is well in my world. I open new doors to life. I create the day I desire to live. I am confident, capable, and creative. I trust my inner guidance to take me where I need to be next. My heart is open. It is safe for me to love. I am loving. I am loved. I am lovable. I speak kind and loving words to myself today. The vision for my life is clear and I move with ease and grace. My connection to my higher power sustains me. I trust that the right people show up at just the right time. And I know that everyone loves me and always wants to help me. So let's bring our attention fully back to being in this present moment. We will take a deep breath in and we'll place our hands on our body where we lifted them up from after we take a deep breath in. And then we'll end with the tone Om. So breathe in, hands on your body, and Om. Om. Now place your hands in prayer hands and press them right in the center of your heart space. We clap and say thank you 9 times. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And now just take a deep breath in and just give thanks for this day. If you can, get out in Mother Nature, stop and breathe and savor life. Remember to be open, which means being vulnerable and strong at the same time. And open new doors to life today. Your spiritual growth comes to you in ways you don't quite expect, and you know you are safe. And I'm looking at these colors, and these colors are the same colors I have on, and so are these. Look at these. So get out of Mother Nature if you can. Stop and breathe and savor life, because it starts with you. It starts with me. One breath, one thought, one deed. As a reminder, we will be here at 9 p.m. Saturday and Sunday on the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in and being a loyal listener, and I will keep you posted on the cards as well. So, thanks for tuning in. Namaste. Be well. Greetings and welcome to your card commentary for October 1st, 2021. I open new doors to life. My spiritual growth comes to me in ways I don't quite expect. I know I am always safe. Louise L. Hay Wisdom Cards. Today is a new day. I woke up this morning to a brand new day. Take that in. Really think about it. Let's imagine all the possibilities for this day. What are you going to do? Who are you with? Where are you going? What do you desire? How will you spend your waking hours today? Once you have clarity, move in a direction that feels right for you. I am speaking to someone doing research about meditation. That's a new door. Why not use some of the 86,400 seconds in a day to open a few new doors today? Let's move now. Progress is better than perfection any day. Just go. I'm challenging myself to reach out and to connect around my voiceover work. If you know someone that may be able to use my services for an explainer video, commercial e-learning, or another type of voiceover, please let me know. Life rewards action. So get moving. What new doors will you open today? Feel free to email me at barbarafaisonllc@gmail.com. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful weekend.